Insurance products are offered through Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. Insurance products offered by Russell Total Wealth and Wellness are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement intended for informational purposes only and is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency and is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Third-party information and opinions contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by our firm.
Welcome to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curve Miller, and we are senior wealth advisors from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. Are you wondering if it's a good time to take Social Security? Should you take it sooner than later? With all the different ways that you can claim Social Security and the debt problem they're facing, what's the right choice for you? Not sure? Well, that's exactly why you need to join Curve and I for our entire show today, because we're going to share the Social Security dilemma, six keys for deciding when you should take it. We'll even share what we think is the number one question you must ask yourself before you can claim Social Security. Trust me, this is going to be a good one for the record books. You will not want to miss out on what Curve and I are talking about today, and you're only going to find it here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. And retirement is synonymous with Social Security. The two go hand in hand. For some, Social Security is the lifeline they need to survive in retirement. For others, it's just the icing on the cake. I don't care how much you've saved for retirement, there's not a person that we've met that isn't trying to take their Social Security benefits in the most advantageous way for them. You've paid into it almost your entire life, and you want to get every nickel that's owed to you. But here's the dilemma. When should you take Social Security? Trust me, there's more to it than creating a spreadsheet with assumptions that you're going to live a certain age. You know, we can all run the calculator answer, okay? It's more involved than this. How would we know? And it's because we help people make this decision almost every single day at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. And there's some critical keys for deciding on when it's right for you to take Social Security. And that is why you need to make absolutely certain that you're getting the best advice when it comes to your retirement planning. I know. These days, it's easy to find a financial advisor. They're practically on every street corner and at every bank. But finding an advisor that spends the majority of their time retirement planning with a focus on tax efficiency, now that's something truly unique. And that's what we do at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and that's what this show is all about. If you're approaching retirement, or maybe you're already there, you are our people. Look, on average, you and I are going to work somewhere about 90,000 hours during our life. The absolute worst thing you can do is make mistakes or get bad advice from an advisor that doesn't know better, and then see some of that 90,000 hours disappear. Isn't it worth 15 minutes of your time to make sure you're protecting 90,000 hours of hard work and sacrifice? And I know it sounds like a pretty good return to me. So maybe now is the time to ask for advice that is personalized to you. Okay, why not do what so many other radio show fans have done? If you have questions or want specific advice personalized to you, reach out to us by visiting us at talktorussell.com. That's talktorussell.com. You don't know how many times we've heard from fans of our radio show say, listen, I've been meaning to call you. Don't delay. Start feeling better about your future. All it takes is 15 minutes or less. Reach out to us again at talktorussell.com. What's stopping you?
Well, today we're talking about the Social Security dilemma and six keys for deciding when you should take it. But before we dive in, let's first kick things off by talking about this week's health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth. And Curve, you and I were having a conversation before we went on air just now about a concept that you had, and we thought it'd be a great health tip to share this week. So take it away.
Yeah, and so it was inspired by something that I came across. It's called the longevity playbook, and I think that's cool. You know, it's like a playbook, or it's something that you can resort to call your plays as you go through life, and it's all about longevity. You know, people are living longer. We've seen a change in the way that we think about our health. I think the health insurance and medical industry has been backwards for so long. It's reactive, and people are saying, "What can I be doing now proactively so that I can limit the amount of reactions I have later?" You know, COVID taught us a lot about this, and so people have prioritized what steps they take while they have their health and while they're working and raising their families and things like that. They're being more proactive, which I think is great. Now, it occurred to me that, you know, if you have a car, and most of you listening have a car, maybe you're driving around listening to us right now, but what kind of fuel do you put in your car? You know, some cars require premium, some cars just require 87 unleaded, okay? And I think we know that premium fuel costs more, okay? And some people who are really love cars are going to do everything. They're gonna put premium fuel in it. They're gonna get regular oil changes. They're gonna clean it. They're gonna wipe the bugs off of it at the end of the night. They're gonna baby that thing. And it occurred to me that, you know, our body is the most advanced machine that we'll probably ever encounter. It's more advanced than our cars, and it's more advanced than our appliances at home. And think about even at home, let alone the car. If you're putting premium fuel in your car, what about at home and you got a water softener? Why do you put a water softener in? It's to make sure you keep all the hard water, all the stuff with minerals and calcium, and it protects your appliances. So we take all of these steps in our life to put better ingredients, better fuel, better things in to protect the things we spend hard money on, but yet we're not willing to do the same thing with our own bodies. And so, you know, metaphorically speaking, we need to be putting premium fuel in our bodies from the get-go, because that's where longevity comes from. It's the proactive steps that we take that are ultimately going to make the biggest decisions on our quality of life later. Okay, and so make sure that we put our priorities in the right place. And we've got to prioritize our machine first before we prioritize appliances and cars and everything else that we take and make sacrifice for to protect. So think about that next time you're going to the fridge, going to the pantry. Think about premium fuel versus that regular unleaded.
I love it. And longevity plays a lot in what we're going to talk about today with Social Security. So if you're just joining us, Curve and I are sharing the Social Security dilemma, six keys for deciding when you should take it. So let's start with the number side of things first, right? Mm-hmm. If you get into any conversation around Social Security and when to take it, one of the things that the terms that you often hear people mention is something called a break-even point. So as you're contemplating claiming strategies for Social Security, the breaking point is the age at which the value of claiming larger benefits for a shorter period of time outweighs the benefits of claiming a smaller payout for a longer period of time. So for most people listening, your full retirement age, according to Social Security, is going to be somewhere between 66 years old and 6 months and 67 years old. So let's talk about some estimates of those break-even points. There's lots of different analysis out there, but basically they kind of boil down to this. If you're claiming benefits as early as 62, you don't expect to live past the age of 77. And this, again, friends, is all about the numbers. If you expect to live beyond age 77, then you likely want to look at waiting at least until your full retirement age. And if you expect to live beyond the age of 81, the thought process is to consider waiting until you reach age 70 to file for benefits. Married couples should factor in the value of survivor benefits, which we're going to also talk about later in today's show. So think about this. Most Americans will live past the age of 77, and many are going to live into their 80s or beyond. So according to the Social Security Administration, I'm going to throw some facts and figures at you. A 62-year-old man has a 71% chance of living to at least age 77 and a 58% chance of living to age 81. A 62-year-old woman has an 80% chance of living to at least age 77 and a 69% chance of living to age 81. So statistics say women are going to live longer than men. And even if your parents died in their 50s or 60s, advances in diagnoses and treatment of common diseases, along with differences in lifestyle, could enable you to live much longer than they did. So that's the number side of things. But if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know that the numbers are just a part of this.
Absolutely. And, you know, another part of the numbers that I think need to be added here is that, you know, AARP does studies every year, and they talk about the number one fear of people who are 65 and up, and it's running out of money. It continually is the top of that list, more than death, more than public speaking, more than all that other stuff. So here we are where the numbers say we're living longer, okay? But what are we doing to, you know, basically quell our fear of outliving our money? We know we're living longer. We know we've learned, you know, experience has been the best teacher of, you know, bad decisions we made when we were younger. You say, I don't want to do that now that I'm older. I know the value of life. I know why I'm here. And now all of a sudden you're prioritizing longevity. At the same time, you're fearful of running out of money. And this is what some of the complicated choices in retirement look like. You know, whether or not how to invest your money so it still grows, because maybe you never anticipated having inflation present when you retired. And that's what's happening right now. How to keep your taxes low. You know, did you ever envision that when you retired, we'd have $35 trillion on a credit card in this country, and we're adding to it every 100 days? Okay. How are you going to make your money last? Do you know if your current retirement plan solves these problems or not? Okay. If not, then you could be exposed. So you got to find holes in your plan by using our on-track retirement review process. This is where we'll run a retirement what-if analysis to find the cracks and weaknesses, and what it means for you is that you no longer have to wonder. Okay, you can quiet these questions, quiet these nagging worries, and finally have a plan that you're comfortable with. So visit us at talktorussell.com. There we have a number of resources that you can download. We have my calendar, Andy's calendar, available there. So if you want to set up a 15-minute strategy session call, that's an easy way to do that. And then finally, we have upcoming Total Wealth Live event dates. This is where Andy and I get out once a month from behind the microphones and get out, break some bread, get knee to knee with you, and talk about the things that are facing, that we're facing from an economic standpoint in this country, a market standpoint, and ultimately, what is the best way to start looking at your collection of retirement statements and then now develop a plan to create tax-efficient retirement income from it.
Well, that's great advice, Curve. And if you're just joining us today, Curve and I are sharing the Social Security Dilemma, 6 keys for deciding when you should take it. If you're married, there's 1 key for deciding when you should take Social Security. Now, let's say you both are going to receive Social Security benefits, and even if you've concluded based on the numbers that delaying benefits until age 70 is in your best interest, you still have to cover expenses in the interim. So if you're married, there's a strategy that you can use to help bridge the gap. Consider having the lower earning spouse file for their benefits at full retirement age, or even as early as 62 if necessary, and then having the other spouse delay that until age 70.
Absolutely. That's a great tip. And so there's so much more to come on our show today as we talk about the Social Security Dilemma. We're going to take a quick break, but come right back because we'll have our They Say segment, so you don't want to miss that. And so much more to come as we continue talking about Social Security. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. The financial and investing world can be so puzzling, with so many acronyms and terms that just makes it too much to understand. So much so that some people end up feeling stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. And the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. Curve and I are here each and every Saturday morning to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence that you need to feel comfortable about where you're headed. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing the Social Security dilemma, 6 keys for deciding when you should take it. And now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say. So Curve, you're up today. They say that if you get a pension in retirement, you may not get much income from Social Security. I know it depends on the type of pension plan, but in general, how does receiving a pension impact what you can receive in Social Security benefits?
It's a great question, and you can receive payments from both a pension and Social Security in retirement. And many people do, by the way, especially around here in Dayton, Ohio. But if you do receive a pension, the type of pension you've earned may affect the benefit amount. So if you're like most Americans, your pension is from what Social Security refers to as a covered employment, and you paid Social Security payroll taxes, it won't have any effect whatsoever on your benefits. Now, if your pension is from what's called a non-covered employer that did not withhold Social Security taxes, and this is generally federal, state, or local government employment, your Social Security payments may be reduced. So sometimes it's called windfall elimination program. If you're teacher, that may be the case here in the state of Ohio, but just realize that there could be a net of your Social Security benefits. Now, this Social Security Administration's windfall elimination provision calculator can help you understand if and how your benefits will be affected. You should be able to have planning strategies implemented here that can help you maximize the benefits for which you're eligible. The key is don't go it alone. It's like do-it-yourself brain surgery. The patient dies. Okay, so you also want to keep in mind the impact your pension might have on your tax bill each year. So if you get a pension and Social Security, you got a target on you. You can definitely afford to pay more taxes, in this country anyways. So remember, your pension may be counted along with other income sources when you calculate your provisional income, and this could trigger taxes on a portion of your Social Security payments.
All right, thanks for sharing that, Curve. And we're talking about the Social Security dilemma, 6 keys for deciding when you should take it on our show today. And if retirement's a priority for you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you safely there. So if the political environment, the economy, an uncertain stock market, or higher taxes has you concerned, don't just sit there. You need a plan to protect your retirement savings. So connect with us at talktorussell.com. There you can set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team of tax-efficient retirement planners to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Again, that's talktorussell.com.
And coming up here on Total Wealth and Wellness Radio, we'll be sharing more keys for deciding when you should take Social Security, especially if you're a surviving spouse or you're single. You'll appreciate what we have in store for you. And we will also talk about what we think is the number one question you must ask yourself before you claim Social Security. So find out more by staying with us right here on Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. We'll be right back. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curve Miller, and we're senior wealth advisors from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. And you've tuned into probably the most important show when it comes in to your retirement and financial security. And that, my friend, is Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. The financial and investing world can be so confusing with so many different acronyms and terms and choices to make. It's too much to absorb, so much so that some people end up feeling stuck, not knowing where to turn or how to make sense of it all. And if there's one thing that we know, it's that people just want to be heard, and they want a plan that they're comfortable with and that they understand and that they're confident in. And that's what we do for our clients at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We help good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And guess what? We make it easy to understand. That way you know you're making the right choices for you. So what's your next step? You join us here each and every Saturday for Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. The next step is to connect with us, and we make it easy to do that as well. You can connect with us over at talktorussell.com. There you get not only real-time access to Curve's calendar, to my calendar, to our team's calendar to set up a 15-minute strategy session call. Maybe you have questions as a result of our episode today and you want to understand how that will affect you. Set a 15-minute strategy session call and we'll get you some answers to your questions. You can also reserve your seat for an upcoming Total Wealth Live event. You want to make sure that you take a look at those dates. Reserve a seat for a time that works great for you. We do a couple of dates each and every month and they fill up quickly. So make sure you reserve your seat for Total Wealth Live.
Great advice, Andy. And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. Are you wondering if it's a good time to take Social Security? Should you take it sooner than later? With all of the different ways you can claim Social Security and the debt problem they're facing, what's the right choice for you? Listen, you've paid into Social Security for almost all of your life, and you all want to make sure you get every nickel that's owed to you, but here's the dilemma. When should you take your Social Security? Trust me, there's more to it than creating a spreadsheet with assumptions that you're going to live to a certain age. It's more involved than that. And how would we know that? It's because we help people make this decision almost every day at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. And there are some critical keys for deciding on when it's right for you to take Social Security, which is what we've been sharing on today's episode and that you're only going to find here on Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. So as we talk about Social Security, waiting until 70 to file for Social Security retirement benefits is one of the most effective ways to reduce the risk that you'll run out of money in your later years. But in some instances, filing for benefits at your full retirement age or even earlier, that could be 66 and 6 months or 67 for some of you listening, or even earlier could provide more financial security for you and your family. And some retirees may find that filing early will significantly improve their quality of life. Let's say maybe you're under the mindset that you're just going to defer it and try to maximize those benefits. Well, that's also kind of what the government's hoping you do is defer, and then die all of a sudden. It's because you never started the clock on them. So you have to understand when is the right time to start the clock. And that's what Andy and I are talking about today on today's show. So if you're approaching retirement or you've retired but haven't filed for Social Security, you've no doubt heard that there are different advantages of waiting to age 70 to claim your benefits. You can file for benefits as early as age 62, but your monthly payout will be as much as 30% lower than the amount you receive if you wait until your full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67 years old. Okay. Now, your annual cost of living adjustments will also be lower, too, because COLA is based upon the amount of your benefits. So if you start your benefits earlier, then guess what? You're going to have a lower benefit on which the COLA then is calculated against. If you delay starting your benefits until after you reach your full retirement age, you'll receive an 8% delayed retirement credit for each year you postpone claiming your benefits from that age up until the maximum age of age 70. Okay, so workers who reach full retirement age at 67, for example, would receive a 24% increase in benefits additionally by waiting to age 70 to file. There is a really cool Social Security calculator that you can use. It's on ssa.gov that can help you quickly calculate your benefits. Yet, despite some of these advantages, less than 10% of retirees wait to age 70 to claim their benefits, and about 30% claim them at age 62, and that's according to Congressional Research Service. In some cases, individuals don't have the luxury of waiting until full retirement age. I get it. You know, life is tough. Maybe after 30 years of sacrifice to your employer, you were let go. And you say, look, this Social Security, I paid into it. I could really use this as part of my monthly income. Okay. So if you don't have the luxury of waiting to full retirement age to file benefits, that is something else to consider. And although nearly 70% of workers expect to retire at age 65 or older, in reality, only 34% of retirees manage to work that long. Okay, now among those who retired earlier than planned, nearly one-third cited health problems or disabilities. 23% cited corporate downsizing, and 13% said they've retired early to take care of a spouse or other family members. And so when this happens, claiming Social Security, even with the haircut, may provide that much-needed financial stability. Okay, it's crucial that you balance short-term financial needs with the long-term benefits of delayed claiming. Okay, so there's a number of things to consider. Do you take it early? Do you take it later? It's really going to be driven by you. It's a very personalized decision. There is no one-size-fits-all. And so that's the dilemma, is what is right for you? And the only way you're going to be able to answer that question is to take a proper step in getting advice that's tailored to you. You got to look at it from a 20,000-foot view. You got to take inventory. You got to know what your magic number is each month. If you need $10,000 a month and you got $4,000 coming from a pension, well, we're $6,000 short. So Social Security will likely be part of that if you're eligible. And then maybe you're still short, and that's really where your retirement savings steps in at the end of this, is to fill that gap, to make sure that your quality of life is everything that you want it to be in retirement, so you can do the things that you've put off, the trips that you've put off, the travel with the family that you've put off, the golf that you've put off, the volunteering you've put off. The whole idea is to put yourself in a position to have the income you need so you can do the things that are most important to you in your greatest years.
Well, I mean, you're exactly right, Kerb, because that all plays into the nagging question that just about everybody feels as they get close to retiring. I mean, there's a constant wonder in the back of our mind, have I really saved enough? Do I have enough? Will this pile of money that I worked all these years for last as long as I need it to? Well, do you know that you don't actually have to wonder about that? Did you know that you can literally test that and have that question definitively answered? And that's what we do at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We give people just like you those answers and help you make adjustments now if you need to, so that you can have a greater confidence and comfort for your retirement. It doesn't have to be some mystery that you never can get answers to. You can actually test all of those questions that are natural to be feeling as you get closer to retirement, and all the while keep your taxes low. So your next step from here, friends, is to connect with us at talktorussell.com. There you can set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team of tax-efficient retirement planners to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Again, that's talktorussell.com.
And today, Andy and I are talking about the Social Security dilemma, and we're sharing 6 keys for deciding when you should take it. That's the focus of today's show. And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, we consider all aspects of your wealth, including how to take an approach and taking your Social Security. This is something we talk through during our proprietary on-track retirement review process at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. If you're single or widowed, your decision about Social Security could be paramount to your financial security. So if you're a widow or widower, you can file your survivor benefits as early as age 60, but in that case, benefits will be reduced by about 29%. If your own benefit will be less than the survivor's benefit, the better strategy is to file for your own benefits at age 62 and then switch to survivor benefits when you reach full retirement age, okay? Which is when those benefits reach their maximum, okay? Taking your own benefit at 62 doesn't preclude the survivor's benefit from growing in the background, okay? That's one important point to make. Conversely, if your own benefit will be larger, you could claim survivor benefits as early as age 60 and allow your own benefits, which are eligible for delayed credits, to grow until you reach age 70, at which point you could switch to your own benefits. Now, strategies for single filers. While preserving survivor benefits is certainly an important consideration for married retirees, it's not an issue for singles. If you don't need the income, it still makes sense to wait until you reach full retirement age to file, but waiting until age 70 may be less compelling. One of the biggest situations we've seen is that if you claim at age 67 after learning you would receive only about $100 a month in additional benefits if you waited to age 70. And so these are the situations where when you actually finally start putting the calculator in front of us and start running this based upon you, you may determine that it makes sense to draw sooner than age 70. If you have chronic health problems that could affect longevity, claiming benefits at full retirement age or even earlier will provide you with income to enjoy the time you have left. If you're divorced, you can still receive benefits based upon your ex-spouse's earnings instead of your own. As long as you're married, here's the key here, you have to have been married at least 10 years, you're 62 years or older, and you're currently unmarried. Now, as with regular spousal benefit, you can get up to 50% of the ex-spouse's benefit, but that benefit will be reduced if you claim before your full retirement age. Taking a benefit on your ex-spouse's record has no effect on his or her benefit or the benefit of your ex-current spouse. If your ex qualifies for benefits but has yet to apply, you can still start collecting. Social Security is based on that ex's record, though you must have been divorced for at least 2 years. So lots of things to consider here, whether you're widowed or single. Again, you know, I think the simple part is that, you know, you can't ever maximize the benefits you get unless you start the clock. So make this decision personalized for you so that you can make the right timing on this.
And we're cramming a lot of information into the hour today, Curve, because I think that if our listeners walk away with one thing from this show today, I mean, your head might be spinning as we talk through these different strategies, but if you can walk away with one thing, I want you to leave us with this. There is more than one way to approach Social Security. So finding the strategy that works right for you may not be the strategy that works right for or works best for your neighbor. So it's time for a quick break, but keep it tuned right here. And I'm sure you're going to be glad you did, because when Curve and I come back, we'll talk about what we think is the number one question you have to answer and ask yourself before you claim Social Security. And as always, we'll share a little bit about what to expect next week here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. You don't want to miss it. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7 Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, we're back. I'm Andy Dollar, and you're listening to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. If the stock market, what's going on in the world, or the fear of higher taxes has you worried, don't just sit there. Protect your retirement savings. Connect with us at talktorussell.com to set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team of tax-efficient retirement planners to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others.
And during today's episode, Andy and I have been sharing the Social Security dilemma and really the questions you got to ask yourself to make sure that you're maximizing the benefits for you during your retirement. And we think there's one question you must ask yourself before you claim Social Security, and that is, how will taking Social Security affect my other investments? See, although Social Security will represent a significant and reliable slice of your retirement income, you'll probably have other financial resources such as IRAs, 401ks, thrift savings plans, taxable brokerage accounts. And if you're lucky, maybe you do get a pension. Now, with that in mind, reviewing Social Security as a component of your overall retirement portfolio can help you determine the optimal time to take benefits. Another factor you have to consider is the projected returns on your portfolio and the type of investments you own, and therefore the amount of risk that you're also taking. Okay. For example, filing Social Security before age 70 could enable you to postpone converting assets into guaranteed income streams, which could present higher taxes. It could result in a lot of number of things. Some retirees believe that returns on their portfolio could outperform the return they'll earn by receiving Social Security, so they delay it, okay? Especially if they reinvest their benefits, okay? So you got to understand the interpersonal relationship between what you've saved and what you expect in Social Security. And then you can start unlocking a lot of different answers, such as which is more tax efficient to use. Hey, I've got this TSP where they're going to tax 100 cents of every dollar. Oh, but I've got Social Security where they only tax the first 85 cents of the dollar. Maybe I should pull Social Security and save myself some taxes. Stuff like that. That's what we have to consider and prioritize, but you can't go it alone. Make sure you talk to somebody who specializes in some level of retirement planning, has experience in that area, and then you can start getting the answers to your questions.
Well, if you felt like today's show was a help to you, just imagine what we can accomplish when we get you advice that's tailored to you. If you boil it down, our mission at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness is to help solve the problem of how to make your money last throughout retirement. So connect with us at talktorussell.com. Coming up next week, if you have $500,000 or more saved for retirement, you definitely want to tune in as we share 4 retirement blind spots to be aware of if you've saved $500,000 or more. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7 Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.